Goodbye, Turquoise and Limestone. Arif and his mom drove up the driveway. Their two-story house in a modern new neighborhood was as yellow as butter. They were the first people who had ever lived in it. All of the white and yellow and brownish houses on their street sat peacefully in the afternoon sunlight. No one else was moving away.
"But Mom," said Arif, "see, I really like this driveway."
She laughed, as if that meant nothing at all. The driveway was long, smooth, and slanted, so the car tilted up to their house, which sat on a sandy hill. Tufts of green and golden grasses grew up in neat, tall bunches along the sides of the house. They looked like ponytails on his friend Sulima's head. Red granite paving stones led from the driveway to the front step. Arif jumped from one stone to another.
"Yalla, Mom, remember when I couldn't even do this?"
What if he forgot everything he had already learned by leaving? 3 years of being gone were not short, not short at all. Anything could happen. Arif raced ahead to their heavy yellow metal front door and slapped it. He knew the strong click the handle made when his mother turned the key. The inside of their house was a deep breath welcoming them back, so quiet, so cool. He knew the long golden sofas, the blue rugs with swirling red edges, the coffee table, the bookshelves. A string of golden bells hung from one wall. He had rattled them all his life. He knew the small orange tree in the corner of the dining room that was laden with bitter, tiny oranges you weren't really supposed to eat. Sometimes he broke one in half and placed it open-faced on the patio so birds could nibble it. Mishmish, which meant apricot, ran up to them meowing loudly the moment they entered the house. Arif knew what his large orange cat wanted. He left his shoes at the front door, went to the kitchen, and found the shiny silver sack she loved best. He placed 3 star-shaped cat treats on top of the food in her bowl and watched her crunch them with her teeth. He leaned